Shabbos project.
Gimel Malcheshvan, Friday the 4th of November, Rabbi Yaakov Svi Saberski, The Power of the Beit HaMedrash.
The Beis Halevi speaks at great length on this week's Sedra, of Tevas Neach, the Koach Hashpah, the Koach of the influence that one person has on the entire breed. He brings the famous Chazal that even the behemoths, even the animals, they did the wrong things. Why? Even the animals have no bechira, but the air was contaminated by the people's actions. And he speaks about Richus at great length, about the power of people to influence other people's actions. And he brings a medrash. The medrash says in the pasuk, "Ta'abi doivri chazov, ish domim umirmo yisoy v'ashem." So the Medrash describes, it's speaking about the generation of the Mabu, that they were the ultimate Ish Donum Umirmo. Beis Halevi explains, the word Ish means the owner of something, the Ish Donum Umirmo, the Mabu were the absolute, the ultimate bad people. And Noach says that I was influenced by them. I was influenced by the bad of these people. So what was the difference, says Noach, between me and them? So Noach said to the Rebbeinu Shem, but you did me a teiva that va'ani b'roiv chastecha ovi ve'secha. That the Rebbeinu Shem gave me a great favor, that in the chazdei Hashem he took me into the teiva, and the Beis Halevi explains that the teiva is called ve'secha, it's the house of the Rebbeinu Shem, because the Rebbeinu Shem stopped the hashpos of the Dura Mabul from entering the table. Even though, as we said, the whole world was contaminated by the terrible evil of the Dura Mabul, but it stopped by the table. The table was the Beis Hashem, and the Rebbeinu Shem did not allow the hashpos of the Tumah to come into that Beis Hashem. And that's how Noach was saved. Rabbi Sehudna wrote in a letter, he wrote about the power of yeshivas, today's generation. He writes, we find there's two buildings brought down in the Torah. There's Tevas Noach. Noach built a Teva. The Torah describes how he was told to spend many, many years building the Teva. And then there's the building of the Mishkan. The Mishkan was another, those are the two buildings in the Torah. He says, what's the difference? He says, very simple. The Teva was designed in a Dur which was completely mushkas, completely destructive, complete tumah. The Teva was there for protection. The Mishkan was in a different generation. The Mishkan was in a generation of Matan Torah. The Mishkan generation was, Klal Yisrael was in a totally elevated situation. But the Mishkan was a place where there was a special place for Ashras HaShchinah, for Kedusha, that was elevated from the rest of the generation, even though the generation itself was in an elevated state. But the Mishkan was in a higher state. That was the place which was Miyuchad. The only thing that took place there was the Ashras HaShchinah. And he says that in yeshivas, there are both things going on. A yeshiva is a Beis Medrash where there's a wall which protects from the outside, from the tumah of the outside. And at the same time, the yeshiva elevates the person inside it to live a life of kedusha. I'd like to say a thought which I had, perhaps as Makaris for it. We know a yeshiva is a place where people start off their life. And the way a person structures life is, when he goes to yeshiva, that the first few years of his life he spends in pure limud Torah and nothing else. And then he goes out in the world and does other things as well. What is pshat in that? Pshat is that when a person starts off life, he wants to make himself a base of only Torah and only Kedusha. And then that base will carry him through to have Ashpah for the rest of his life, that whatever he does afterwards is fed from that base. Now that suggests the same thing goes for every Beis Medrash. A Yid goes into Beis Medrash in the morning, Dam Shachas, Mincha, Ma'arif. A Yid goes into Beis Medrash to have a Kvias, a Shir, a Chavrusa. It's the same thing. He's sitting there in the Beis Hashem, and he's being Oisik in Yoni Kedusha. He's been Oisik in Torah and Tefillah. And that gives him a base, a power to, when he goes out into the outside world with everything that goes on there, that he can feed off there for the rest of the day, the rest of the week, whatever it should be, with that koyach and ashpa. So in this light, let's examine the powers, the two powers Rabbi Yitzchak Hunter said, of the Torah and the Mishkan. So Rabbi Yitzchak Hunter writes in that letter, he writes on the pasuk Yishom Lachem Panifta Lebavchem Nesaratem Avaltem Lehem Achirim. He writes, Rashi says, the Saratem means you will stop learning Torah, Va'avaltem Lehem Achirim, you will serve with Zorah. So he says a bit Yisoid. He says, a person who leaves off Limud HaTorah, the next step is Va'avaltem Lehem Achirim. He says, why? He says, a person cannot remain in a neutral state. If a person does not get his pleasure through Devarim Shebekdusha, then he will automatically turn elsewhere to find his pleasure. And it says it's not possible to be neutral. A person who becomes Vesaratem, a person who leaves off his Shaykhus to Kedusha, then the next step is Avaltem Lehem Achirim. And that's what he writes, that these two buildings of the Tevus Noach and the Mishkan, it's not two separate inyonim, it's one and the same thing. A person who hasn't built himself a Mishkan, where he can feed off Devarim Shebekdusha, then he's lost his shmira against the tomb of the world. He will fall into the tomb of the world. I want to say something happened to me about 10 years ago. So there was a minion in Gated, Motsa Shabbos, down by Salt Lake Park. They used to make a minion there when the Yidden used to live there. And Motsa Shabbos, they used to have a minion by themselves there. And 1 week they didn't have a minion, they only had 9 people. So they asked me to do them a favor to come along and be mashal in the minion. So I went along there, it was, as you can imagine, the sleeping master's gates in the middle of summer, night is after 11 o'clock, and there's 10 people sitting around somebody's front room table. You can imagine the Ruach wasn't mummish like, you know, Levi Dicke Ruach of Marav, it was quite a sleepy Marav. Sitting next to me was a Yid called a Dov Stenbuch Shlit. If anybody knows him, he used to be in Gates of Sem. If anybody knows him, he's a Yid who lives in Yon Ruchnim, and he was saying Krishma. In the middle of Marav, he was saying Krishma next to me. Thanks for Krishma. And he came to the pasuk of Yishomer Lachem Panifta Levach. This pasuk Rabbi Yitzchak brings down. And I'll describe to you what happened. Next to me, a volcano erupted. And he said this. He went like this to himself. Yishomer Lachem Panifta Levach. That's what he did. In the middle of Krishma, in the middle of a normal Motzei Shabbos Marav, middle of summer, a sleepy Marav. And he goes, Yishomer Lachem Panifta Levach. And I want to tell you something. If you make a cheshbon, the Yid says Krishma 3 times a day. Shacharis, Maariv, and Krishma Lamitah. If you work that out, it's Be'erach 1,000 times a year, you say Krishma. So by that stage in life, I've said Krishma since my mitzvah, Be'erach 20,000 times. And I'll tell you, Oydim le'evish, I never knew Poshup Shah in that Poshup till I saw Dov Shemuch. I want to give you a moshel, yeah? You know, nowadays, unfortunately, there's a need for guards around Moistus, around the wider world as well. We're all guarding against terrorism. You look at the guards, I've never in my life seen a more boring job. Because to put it simply, the fellow's got no job. If you ask him, what are you doing? He's not doing anything. He's standing waiting, Khalila of a Khalila, of Tiftach by the Sultan, he's standing waiting for something which might happen and there's no indication when, where, and who, and what. But he's standing there waiting. He's standing there guarding. What does that mean? You know, we all think that, you know, the guards doing nothing. I remember in Gates, one Friday night, somebody was coming home from a bar mitzvah. The Baal Simcha was coming from a mitzvah. They cleared up the bar mitzvah Friday night. So Suda, he was coming very late Friday night, middle of summer. And they tripped over, and he gave a scream. Within 30 seconds, the guards came running from all directions, from that scream. So you see, they're not mamash sleeping, these guys. They are actually doing something. But Al-Kaponim, what is the guard doing? The guard's standing there on a day, clear, sunny day, beautiful, everything's beautiful, there's no sign of anything. It's very, very peaceful, everything's very peaceful. But he knows, and he's on the alert, that something might happen. And there might be an attack, a terrorist attack, which will come totally unpredicted and unwarned, and he's got to be on the alert for that. When I heard Reb Dov Shlemov saying that pasuk, I chab poshup shah in the pasuk. Hishamru lachem. A Yid has to stand on guard like those guards stand on guard against terrorist attack. Because Chazal say, Yitzrei shel Odom misgabar olam b'chol yoyim or mischadish b'chol yoyim. The Yitzhahara of a person is never sleeping. The Yitzhahara of a person comes every single day with a new attack. But we don't see it and we don't feel it. We don't feel it. We don't feel we're under attack. And Chazal say, al tamin ba'atzvcha ad yoyim moyscha. Each not believe in himself and his powers to withstand this attack ad yoyim moyscha. What does it mean al tamin ba'atzvcha ad yoyim moyscha? That means, you know, we don't say to somebody, you shouldn't say that it's dark now. I'm going to give you a josh now. Don't say it's dark outside now. Why? I wouldn't say that. Why wouldn't I say it? Because nobody in his right mind is going to think it's dark. You look outside, you see it's beautiful sunlight. When Chazal say, Al tamin ba'asfadei moyscha, they mean to say that a normal person is ma'amin ba'asfadei. What do we mean? It means that a person has got a certain madriga. Actually, he's got a certain madriga, which he feels that he's secure in that madriga. First, with certain averes we don't do, there's certain mitzvahs we do, and we feel secure. We feel, we're confident that that's where we are. Okay, we all have to work on ourselves, but where we are, where we're holding, we're quite confident in ourselves. And Chazal say the secret is, Al tamin ba'atzvcha ad yoyim moyscha, don't be confident. The day is very peaceful outside. Everything, there's no sign of an attack, but you should know that Yitzre shel Adam misgaber olav or mischadish b'chol yoyim. There's going to be a fresh attack every day. And if you don't stand on guard against that attack, and that is Pshat the Pasuk, Hishamru lochem, a Yid has to stand on guard on a clear day when there's no signs of anything, when everything is peaceful. Of a pen yiftel levavchem, maybe the Yetzirah will come with a pitui alev. He'll come and he will come with an attack which will influence us to do something which at the moment we're confident in, but like a terrorist attack, can have lethal results. And that's Hishamru lochem. So how does a person do shmirah? So we all know that there's a shmirah means that one has to guard, one has to make boundaries, one has to make gulim, one shouldn't come to the avera, and it's true. And there's mekuris shulchan aruch, he's mechuyev to do so, make boundaries and borders and guards that he shouldn't come to the avera. But the Sfarim writes that there's another way which works together with that as well, and that is in the words of the Nesiv Shalom. He writes, Chassidim used to say, so meira va'asei toiv, which posh pshah means first turn away from bad and then do good. He says, Chassidim say pshah in the pasuk is, so meira how? Through asei toiv. Through doing good is the best way a yid can secure himself from doing ra. One thing I want to have the source to go into the mansion of Shiva, Zechatad Levrochim. And Kiyodua, the mansion of Shiva, had a life campaign to stamp out Lashon Hara. And so everybody that came in there, he used to ask one simple question. Do you learn Chofetz Chaim every day? He made a luach of Limud Yomi of Chofetz Chaim. And he used to ask every single person that came in there, do you learn Chofetz Chaim every day? Now I must tell you that, I'm sure some people do learn, some people don't learn, but yeah, some people do, some people don't. When you went into the reshiva, and he asked you that question, you felt mamash embarrassed to say no. It was mamash like, come out, terrible thing. So he asked me, I was a young boy, and he asked me then, do you learn Chofetz Chaim every day? So I got a bit embarrassed and I started stammering and stuttering and I didn't know what to say. My uncle was with me, he took me in, and my uncle was a very close Talmud of the Rishina. So he decided to lighten the atmosphere. He said, as a joke, he said, he doesn't need it. He said about me, he said, he doesn't need it. I'll never forget the Rishina's reaction. He jumped as if he'd been stung by a bee. And he said, was heist? Ich darf es haben. He said, what do you mean? He says, I myself need it. What do you mean he doesn't need it? I need it. And he was mamashai, you know, he was fire. I want to ask you, what do you think would have happened if the Rashi wouldn't have learned Chofetz Chaim every day? Do you think he would have stood around speaking Lashon Hara, speaking bad-mouthing people, saying bad things? He wouldn't have done that. What was the Rashi scared of? Why was he scared? He had to learn Chofetz Chaim. Why did he say, Ich darf es haben, I need it? Nafshah is very simple. He was scared if he wouldn't learn Chofetz Chaim every single day, then the Yetzer Hara would come to him one day and by mistake, one word of Lashon Hara would slip out by mistake. That's what he was scared of. And to avoid that, he built himself a wall of Kedusha. He learned Chofetz Chaim every single day that he should live with the Indian as a Torah state. But they say, Lech Rochel Baal Mecho, in the Torah state, love him and essen about Lashon Hara. The Rishiva was determined to live with that Chelik of the Torah every single day. And with that, he built himself a shmirah. He built himself a wall that it was impossible, even by mistake, for one word of Lashon Hara to slip out. And that was his shmirah. That was his shmirah of a Yid, who was the emissary. So, ve'einai re'isi, what it means, yirah shemayim ve'yirah chait. Posha yirah chait, he was scared of doing avera. I saw how he reacted. He was posha scared of doing avera, and to avoid it, he built himself a wall of kedusha. He didn't stand fight against Lashon Hara. He went positive, I'll say Toyev, he built himself a wall of Kedusha that it was impossible to come to Lashon Hara. The Kuzri writes about Tfilah v'Tzibah, about the inyan of the Koyach of v'Tzibah. He gives two fascinating mishalim about the power that a tzibur has. He says that is. He says a tzibur, when a yid gets together with a tzibur to daven tefillah b'tzibur, he says, what's happening? He says, every single person, when he davens by himself, he says he's got problems in himself, he's got chesreidus in himself, which are ma'akiv his tefillah from getting through. Also, we all know, a yid's not mechavan every word of tefillah. There's parts of the tefillah which are lacking in kavanah. He says, when we get together with tzibur to daven, then he says, what one person lacks, the other person is mushroom, the other person fills in the gaps. And he says, together the tzibur is perfect. And that tzibur goes up to Hashem. And he says, a moshel. He says, a town needed to build a wall around it to guard against bandits coming in. He says, there's two options. Either each person can build a wall around his house, his own house. He says, or you build one big wall around the whole town. He says, what's the difference? He says, when you build a wall around each house, what's going to happen is each person is going to spend a lot of money and get a low quality wall, get low quality protection. He says, if the town builds together, so everybody pays only a bit of money, but then for that bit, they'll get a top quality protection. And it's the same with Tfilah v'Tzibah. If a yid davens by himself, so you can put in huge koichos, he'll get low quality protection. Like I said before, there's something missing in this tfilah. But if you get together with tzibur, you put in a little bit, you put in your tefillah, however minimal it is, and however unworthy it is, but you get together with the tzibur, and together there's a perfect tefillah comes up. You've got proper shmirah. Another thing he says is, a person has to give himself away for the tzibur. And he gives a moshel. He says the power of a tzibur is only when the tzibur, each person shoulders his responsibility towards the tzibur. And he gives a moshel, he says, in the olden days they used to do hakazas adam. They wanted to let blood in order for medical purposes. He says, imagine the arm would say, they used to do it to take out blood through the arm. It was obviously a bit painful. He says, imagine the arm would say, that I don't want the pain of suffering hakazas adam. Why should I have the pain? Let somebody else have the pain. He says, what would happen? He says, the whole goof would get damaged, and the arm would get damaged with it. He says, if the arm allows itself to have that pain, then the goof will live, and the arm will live with it. And here he says again the power that when a yid gives himself away for a tzibur, then he's only benefiting himself. That koyach of the tzibur rebounds back on the yid himself. And he gets the koyach. And we see that the two mishalim of the Kuzri are bringing out these two points. One is the shmirah that is in a tzibur, that is in a bismedrash. That a bismedrash and the tzibur inside is guard against the outside. You've got your shmirah. And as well, you've got your chiyus of kedusha. A yid gives himself away. It's not always so easy to get there on time. It's not always so easy to mechaven. It's not always so easy to learn properly, to daven properly. Or when a person makes the effort and gives himself away to join that tzibur, to join that mokum of Asharas kedusha, that mokum of the Tevas Noyach, then he will live with it. In the words of the Kuzri, the guf will live and the arm will live with it. He will get his shmirah and he will get his kedusha. But there's one very important point. I want to say a vort which Chaim Kalf used to say in yeshiva to the yeshiva bochrim, which applies equally to every besmerdish. I would say every besmerdish has got the idea of yeshiva. He used to say to the bochrim, there's a halacha hilch zimun. And three yidden get together to bench bezimun. So, if three people eat bread, so they have a mechuyuk to bench bezimun, they're mechuyuk to say Rabbi Yisrael bench, and the varash hachalim shalai. What happens if one of them is already benched? By mistake, he benched, he was mechuyev b'zimun, he already benched. So the halacha is that the three people still bench b'zimun. And he's not yoytze b'zimun, but l'maisa, he's still enough mishtatif that he can join together to create the zimun. There's another halacha in the zimun, is that two people eat bread and one person eats fruit, you can also make a zimun. But there the halacha is, that if a fellow eating fruit has already made bari nefashos, so then, it cancels Zimun. He's already out and he can no longer make Zimun. He says, what's the difference? He says, if number three is eating bread, he's part of the kvius. He's part of the fixed thing of three people eating. He says even when he leaves, even when he benches and he's left, but he's still enough part of the kliyos that he can join together to make a zim. He says, however, some of you ate peiros, you ate fruit. He never was really part kavua in the first place. So why is he still there before he says bracha chayli, he's there. But the second he leaves, he's gone. He's got no more shaykhs anymore to what was. And he says, it's a limit for bracha yeshiva. And I'd like to apply this limit for every person in Bismarish every day. A person who's kavua in Bismarish, a person who makes himself fixed in Bismarish, so even when he leaves, when he goes out to the world, he's got the ashpa of that Bismarish. But if a person is there in Bismarish, Pateras Arai, he comes in and he just there, he happens to be there, it's a place where you have to down, so you come out, you go in, you come out. So when he goes out, he'll be left with nothing. The Shmira and the Kedusha he will not have when he goes out. I don't know if anybody here remembers. Mr. Kain remembers. My grandfather, Rabbi Victor Levine, Zechrein Levrafa, he was nifta many years ago. And it was Erech Yid. He left behind a tzavo. I read through the tzavo. He wrote many points in the tzavo. But the first point he wrote was to his children was that you should be kaveh amokam nitfila every day. And he said that even if you can't do every day, the whole 7 days a week, at least 6 days of chayil you should do one place, and Shabbos you should have another place. But amokam kavua nitfila. At the end of his tzavo he wrote many, many choshev nekudas. At the end of his tzavo he wrote like this. He wrote to his children like this. You should know, he said, I wasn't always on the madriga that I am now, and I didn't always do these things. But I'm writing to you these things are things which I have seen in my own life helped me to be oila ba'aliyah ruchnis. That's what he wrote. That was his tzavo. And the first thing, one of the first things was kviyas mokum tefillah. He writes, he was made on himself, that he was oila ba'ruchnis through being kviyas mokum tefillah, a proper kviyas. I remember there was a yid in Gates' court of Shimon Ereshay. He was a secretary of Gates' court. He was kviyas mokum tefillah. Every single tefillah, shachar, at one place, mincha, another place. So mincha used to daven in koil. Every day used to daven mincha in koil. So in the winter, mincha in koil, 1 o'clock, the end of the morning seder. So sometimes he got delayed in the office. He couldn't make it to 1 o'clock mincha. I remember. So what did he do? He didn't go anywhere else. He used to daven be yechidus in koil besmedrash, rather than go elsewhere. Even though there was another minyan down the road a bit after that, but he wouldn't go there. Why? Because he had a kviyas which was unbreakable. Mincha was in Gates of Koil, and that was it. There was nothing to it. I was not non-negotiable. He was kaveh mokum netfila. I agree, Seed. Now, maybe we're not on those madrigas. Maybe the older generation were made of a different stuff, maybe. Of a asan al madriga. A yid has to find a way of being kaveh mokum for tefila, for tere. And if we find a way, as Reb Chaim Kalfin said, as much as we are kaveh ourselves in that Bismedrash, that's how much we'll get out of it when we go out. The Bismedrash is not stumbling the walls, the physical walls. The Bismedrash is the tzibah, and the power of the tzibah, and the power that each person, as I said before, gives away to become part of that tzibah. So that's how much a person is shy to the tzibah and gets the protection of the kedusha which comes with the tzibah. And say, Marshall, you've got two people sitting on a park bench. So on Sunday afternoon, and they're both eating their sandwiches. So one of them is there Sunday afternoon for his afternoon out. He's relaxing. He's having sandwiches on the bench. The other fellow is a homeless man. He's got no home never. And he's sitting on the same park bench, eating the same sandwiches. There are two people doing the same thing at the same time. But they're worlds apart. The fellow who's got a home, and he's coming to relax, he's a content, he's a person who's got a base, he's content, he's happy in life. Now he's coming to relax, so he comes and has a sandwich just for a Sunday afternoon on the park bench. The other fellow's homeless. He's never got nothing in life, he's completely got no base, no happiness, no contentment. He's doing the same thing, but they're worlds apart. And the same goes in the Beis Hashem. A person who's got his bias is the Beis Hashem. A person who's got a mokum where he belongs, where he has his base. So even though he goes out in the world and he's doing the same thing as the other person, but he is full, he's full with Dvarim Ruchnim, and he's protected. And he's got the Yanika of Kedusha. A person who's homeless, even if he pops into a Besmeres Hamol, here and there and everywhere, and he's not Bekvias, so he's a homeless person. Just finish off with a vort. I heard from Matsyahu Solomon, Mashkiach of Lakewood. He once came back to Gated, and I asked him to speak in my Besmeres. We used to have my Besmeres an early morning koil before davening. Now, those who get up to learn before davening know that it's a daily struggle to actually get up to learn before davening. So I asked Matsyahu, I asked him to come and speak, and I said to him like this. I hear two things from the people in my Besmeres about this early morning koil. I hear number one, each and every one of them said that the day they got up to learn before davening, the whole day was different. The whole day was different. They were happier. They were guards from the Sionis. They learned better. They davened better. They behaved at home better. Everything. Everything was different. They went on the Haveri. Everything was different. They felt it themselves. And at the same time, they said that every day was a struggle to get up, and many days they missed. They knew themselves that they would be happier and better off the whole day. And at the same time, I asked them to address the issue. I'll tell you what he said. He said, every day there's a halacha that when a person goes out of his medrash, he's mechuyev to say a tefillah. What's a tefillah? The tefillah is hoidah. Shesamtol chalkeinu miyeshu b'smedrash, v'leisamtol chalkeinu miyeshu b'kronos. And then the tefillah carries on. We say it by Sion as well. Sha'onu mashkim v'hei mashkim. A whole arichas. Us and then, what happens between chilat and yeshu b'smedrash and yeshu b'kronos? So he asks a simple question. You would say moedim every day. Moedim anach m'loch. Why don't we stop and say Al Chayinam Surim B'Dechol? Because now that we've got life as Azay, and if we wouldn't have life, we'd be Azay. We don't say a whole Shtickle Torah, what would have been, what could have been, what we've got now. So why do we say Sha'onu Mashkim V'Hei Mashkim, Onu Mashkim V'This, Onu Amelim V'Hei Amelim? Why do we say a whole drosha over here? What's this whole drosha about? Just say Moedim Anach M'Lech Shesam Tzachir V'Yeshu V'Smerish, but Shesam Tzachir V'Yeshu V'Kronos Adkan. What's wrong with that? So he says like this. He says every day he starts the day. He's got to start fresh. The new struggle with Yetzer Hara. Shulchan Aruch starts off, Yisgaber Kari. The Yid has to be strong like a lion to wake up in the morning because it's difficult. And he says, but a Yid has to come at the end of the day when he's feeling satisfied. And we all know this feeling. Somebody just said to me recently, he says, there's no feeling in the world like the feeling of Motzim Kippur. The happiness, he says, the simcha that I feel, like Motzim Kippur, the purity, the contentment, there's nothing like it in the world. We all know that feeling when we do something right, something good. We feel good in ourselves. He says at the end of the day, he has to come. And when he's finished sitting in the Besmeres, when he gets up to leave the Besmeres, he has to say, and he says, and then he has to give himself a drosha. The drosha has to be a drosha that should fortify himself, that he should remember for tomorrow. And you go on, and he has to remind himself that it's other. It's other l'chayon abo, other l'be'er shachas, there's nothing in between. And he has to fortify himself and mechaz himself and think to himself, what am I feeling now? That feeling of hano, of tanug ruchni, which is nothing like it in the world. And he has to bang it into himself that you should remember for tomorrow morning, yisgaber kari, and you should be fortified and remember that thing. And this is the limit of Noach and the Teva and the Mishkan. And Noach, the Medrash describes about Noach, Va'ani b'riv chazdecha ovi v'secho. That's what Noach said about the Beis Hashem, which was the Teva's Noach. And that's what we say every single morning. We start off the day in the Beis Medrash. Ma'atoy v'olecha yachav v'shkem v'secho Yisrael. Va'ani b'riv chazdecha ovi v'secho. He has to put himself into his heart. It's a chesed Hashem. I've got a schus to come into Beis Medrash with all its koichos. Of a Tevas Noach, with a Kerech of a Mishkan, it's Beis Hashem, there's a unique Kedusha there, and that Kedusha is a Shmira for me for the whole day. That Kedusha is a Mokum of a Tanu Ruchni, of a Simcha in my life. And if you start off the day that way, then the whole day will look different.